It's time once again for Insight with Jack Stogler on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Stogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Stogler.
Hey, Insight, Jack Stogler, Rocker Bond Villain.
Hey.
Mr. Neil Spencer's on the board. Hello, Neil.
Hi, Jack.
And in studio.
Don't say that in an airport.
That's right.
That's what you usually say when I say hi, Jack.
You always say that.
No, you're the one that always says that.
I don't say it.
You taught me that.
I didn't teach you that.
Yes, you did. Decades ago.
So.
Right after the first hijack.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
So I'm going to interrupt you again. Okay, now I won't. Go ahead.
In studio, we have the lovely Miss Tony LaFever. How are you, Tony?
I am doing well. How are you tonight, Jack?
I'm doing fantastic. And Tony's here, and she's a staff member at the Fort Recovery Public Library and has been for...
8 years.
8 years, so right out of high school.
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. So, and we're going to talk about the library and some activities that they've got coming up, including their annual Christmas Festival of Trees that's coming up.
That's right.
But before we get into that, I always like to delve into people's personal business.
Sure, why not?
Okay. So, how's the family?
Family is great.
Is great.
Yep.
Okay. Greg is managing, and he owns and manages a company down in Troy.
In Troy, yep. It's okay. Called Raymath Inc. Manufacturing, and a new challenge for him, and he's enjoying the challenge. He's doing well.
Cool.
Yeah.
And you've got how many young'uns?
We have four.
What?
Four kiddos.
Four kiddos.
Yeah.
And their ages are?
I have three boys and a girl. Isaac is a 15-year-old sophomore. Jossie is a 14-year-old freshman. Reese is 13-year-old seventh grader. And Camden is our little tag-along, 9 years old, and he's in third grade.
My goodness.
Yeah.
So.
And they're all wonderful and fun and, yeah. They're so far, knock on wood, they're great teenagers. So I'm not going to complain about that at all.
So, well, I'm sure that they won't cause you any grief or heartaches that you didn't cause your dad and mom when you went through that stuff.
I don't think I ever caused any problems for my parents. I was
I would be very
child.
Surprised if you did.
Right. Hi, mom. Hi, dad.
So how's... Okay, so Nikki was the oldest, right?
Yep.
And she's in Lima?
She is.
Right?
She married a Fort Recovery boy, Dale Greasup. They are in Lima with their two kids.
And then you came along.
Yep.
And apparently they didn't think that they had it quite perfected enough.
Not quite right.
And
then there's the favorite, Jenny.
And then there's the favorite, Jenny.
Yeah.
Well, here's what I'm thinking about that is, we got such perfection. Let's have another one that's also perfect.
Just like her.
Yeah, well, I think Jenny's pretty special.
Yeah.
We're glad that she's part of the family, too.
Yeah. So, well, I tell you what, we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about the Fort Recovery Library and the challenges with COVID and some of the changes with COVID and what we've got coming up. So we're going to come back right after this.
Hey, this is Stacy with Brick Street Tavern. We have added a couple new items to our menu. Spicy pickle fries, pizza bites, cauliflower pizza, and cheese curds. Stop up and try our new items or give us a call to get them to go. Looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hey, boys and girls. Santa will be in his house in Fort Recovery every Saturday from 11 to 1 until Christmas. And he'll also be there every Thursday evening from 6 to 8 through December 17th. Be sure to ask Mom and Dad to take you to see Santa before Christmas. The Girl Scouts have done a great job of decorating his house in Vantrees Park, and Santa will be there to visit with all the girls and boys in the Fort Recovery area. Evening hours are 6 to 8 p.m. on Thursdays through December 17th, and he'll be there every Saturday from 11 to 1 through December 19th. Stop by to see Santa in Vantrees Park this year. He'd love to see you there.
We're back. Insight, Jack Stogler, Rocker. We're talking to Tony Lefevre from the Fort Recovery Library. So, at this time of year, one of the things that everybody looks forward to, and I think there's a lot of question about whether it was going to go on this year or not, is the Festival of Trees. Okay? So, why don't you share what the plan is and, you know, what's going on with that?
Well, this is the 16th year that we've done the Fort Festival of Trees. It was started by the Friends of the Library as a way to get community participation and bring people into the library, as well as start a great Christmas tradition. Some years we've had as many as 30, 32 trees, or this year it'll be a little bit less because of COVID. I think right now we have 15 trees signed up to be part of it. But we encourage businesses, organizations, families, individuals to bring a Christmas tree up to the library and decorate it with a theme or idea or promotion for their business. Put Christmas lights on it. We put it all up in one of the rooms, the community room up in the library, and we turn the overhead lights off and just let the Christmas spirit ring with all of the Christmas lights in there. And then the families, visitors come through and they vote for their favorite tree. Each tree is given a theme by the organizer that puts it in there. And I put them on a ballot. And the participants that come through pick up a ballot and they circle their favorite tree and drop it in the box. And we tally all those at the end of the display at the end of December and decide who wins the People's Choice Award. And their name gets put on a plaque here at the library. So we decided that even with COVID, it was something that is not anything that encourages groups of people to come necessarily at one particular time, because the display runs for 3 to 3.5 weeks, depending on where Thanksgiving falls and where Christmas is. But we wanted to really continue that because we do get a lot of families who it's an annual tradition to come up, and, you know, we get dad, mom, and the kids to come through and vote for the tree. And it's just a lot of fun. So, sure. Yeah, so we are going to be having that again this year. The trees are being set up right now. And the display will actually start on Monday, December 7th, and it'll run through December 30th during the library's regular business hours. So
if, like, somebody, is it too late to get a tree?
Absolutely not. I would love more trees. It would be wonderful. If you want to put up a tree, you can give us a call at the library, and we would probably need to have it up there by Saturday at some point in time.
Yep.
So that we could get the display open Monday, but there's still room.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Yep.
We had our election 4 weeks ago.
Oh, no.
Yesterday. There was some allegations of ballot stuffing.
Oh.
So how many times are people allowed to vote? And how can you check? Can somebody go in every day and vote for their tree? I know they're probably not supposed to.
You know what? Absolutely. Come in as many times as you want, because the more times you come in, that just means you get to enjoy the display that much more, and we get to see people. So, you know, there isn't a cap on how many times you can vote for our Christmas tree.
So can I take a fistful of them and mail them in?
We don't
accept mail-in ballots.
We don't accept mail-in ballots. You
can
to,
I drop them in the
in person?
Can I drop them in the book slot?
I don't know. If they're not found by December 30th, they may not count.
Oh,
there you go.
Are we walking a the thin line here?
So, and these are done by organizations, businesses. Are there some families that do them?
We do have some families that year after year, you know, maybe grandma wants to do something with the grandkids, or the family has something particular on their heart that they, you know, are dealing with a family member with something special going on or whatever. We've had some trees that are in memory of loved ones who have passed on. Yeah. And those, it's just a great way to have an expression of joy or grief or, you know, community.
Yeah.
And a great way to bring people in and have a great tradition. So.
Well, and you mentioned grief, but, you know, sometimes even the grief isn't necessarily, I mean, it's a way of you know, sharing somebody's memory that you know, brings joy at a time that is hard.
Yep. And I'll give you a great example is the Southwest Mercer Fire Department did a display a couple of years ago in memory of Steve Frankie.
Cool.
And he collected a lot of memorabilia, fire department, fire trucks, statues, little things. And they had the neatest display of things that were from his collection and in memory of Steve Frankie, you know, who was a community member who contributed a lot to our community, who was a volunteer firefighter. And it's just a neat way of again, bringing community into the display and honoring somebody who's made a big impact.
So, well, I tell you what, so if anybody's out there and they're looking for that something special to do from a family tradition standpoint, you still have about 4 days to get it done. So,
yep.
Now, it doesn't have to be anything elaborate either. Yeah. Just,
you won't be open tomorrow, is that correct? So
correct. We're
they can get
Thursday.
They can get their stuff together, and then maybe call the library on Friday. Say we're going to come put the tree up Friday and Saturday.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yep.
And I'll tell you, we have around 400 votes that we tally per year on average, and I know there are people that come through that just choose not to vote, that just want to see the display.
Yeah.
So, you know, for our small town, we've got quite a few people that come in, view the display. For your business, it's great advertisement. For your organization, if you want to highlight something that's upcoming or something that has happened, it's just a great opportunity to get your message out.
Sure.
While having fun at Christmas time.
And wreaths, are they voted separately, or are they, is it all grouped in whatever is the favorite
usually the
tree
wreath,
and or wreath?
The wreath is separate, but it's just like an honorable mention.
Oh, okay.
And some years we've had 10 wreaths. This year, at this point in time, I don't have any wreaths. Yeah. So if anybody wants to do that, it's a much smaller display and a little less time consuming. So we would love any of those entries as well.
Excellent. So,
and that's one you could actually do at home and just bring it up. And,
just bring it.
Yeah, yep. So that's really pretty easy.
Yeah.
So everybody needs to go do that.
Yeah, bring the more the merrier.
Yeah.
We'll make room.
Yeah. Yep.
So are there any other special activities that are Christmas related that's going on at the library?
Not this year. In past years, we've had Santa.
Yeah.
And he's quite busy this year. So he's got a lot going on, visiting here in Fort Recovery at his house and getting everything ready with all this COVID. So, no. But I do know that the Chamber of Commerce is running a decorating contest that several of the businesses are participating in. So, you know, if you get a chance to go through town and look at all the businesses and organizations, I know the library is doing some special decorations as well. That would be another community event.
Awesome. So let's talk about it. Now, I know you're one of the staff members up at the library. Who else is up there that kind of makes this place run?
Yep. We have a great staff. Linda Niefeld's our director. And then I'm on staff. Teresa West Curtis is a staff member, and Shell Sutter. So there are four of us employees at the library. We also have a great board, library board, and I should have gotten their names. I can get their names. We can discuss them after the break. But we've got a great library board that supports us as well. Volunteers who meet and help us make decisions that benefit the community. And so, yeah, we've got a great staff that we enjoy working together.
So how is the library funded?
Tax dollars. There, and I'm not 100% sure on how all of it works, but I know that there are funds set aside for libraries and services, and they're distributed throughout the community based on, again, I'm not 100% sure if it's the demographic of the population in the area, if it's taxes. I should have gotten that information before I came in, but it is tax dollar supported. Now, our library currently does not have any additional tax dollars coming in through a levy. We have been able to continue our daily activities just using the money that we're receiving from the state, which we're super thankful for, and part of that is because of our Friends of the Library. So some additional funds for us come in through the Friends of the Library organization that does fundraising and people who support that through the community. And we have some funds set aside that purchase books, that purchase computers, libraries, materials, for library materials for our library.
Okay. So I tell you what. Let's talk about the Friends of the Library.
Okay.
So who's in charge of that? Is there a Friends of the Library chairman?
Mm-hmm. Karen Post is actually the president of the Friends of the Library. And we have Michelle Evers, who is secretary. Eileen Lochtefeld is the treasurer. And then several of us staff members are coordinators for programming and stuff as well. But we have quite a few contributing members for the Friends of the Library that pay in membership fees, and then we have meetings quarterly. So we've got a group it varies from whoever's available that month or that quarter to come in, and the Friends of the Library actually discuss different programs that we can put on, and membership in the Friends of the Library is kind of neat too, because we've done craft nights, we've done pumpkin painting, we've done events for the kids like a princess party day. And if you're a member of the Friends of the Library, your admission is either reduced or free. And that is one of the benefits of being part of that. Also, you know, the book sales that the Friends of the Library does, they get some perks for being members. And so it's an annual fund drive that we do for your membership, and then throughout the year there's different opportunities to participate. So the Friends of the Library organization is wonderful in that they raise the funds for us to use for library programs specifically, or materials or furniture or whatever we have need for.
Okay, so when, like, it comes to the activities up at the Union Library, what types of activities do they help support?
We have two book clubs that meet. One, and it's kind of been a little bit different because of COVID,
yep,
which everybody's kind
Hasn't
of aware
everything.
Of right now.
Yes.
I know, right? So they help support anything that we might need for that. We're fortunate that we can borrow books through other libraries in the state of Ohio, so there's not a lot of cost associated with that. They support the sponsor the Festival of Trees, so if we have any need for materials or anything like that, that they would pay for the cost of that. They do, we give to the preschool kids when they're registering a literacy packet that might have some puzzle pieces that are alphabet letters, maybe a book, some different supplies. I'm trying to think of some of the things that we do. They sponsor the back to school fundraiser that is a fundraiser for us, but we'll buy supplies for the parents, and then all they have to do is come pick them up. So, yeah. You know, no going to Walmart with four kids and trying to figure out who needs what and, you know, scrambling through the aisleways with them. So that's great too. But then we've sponsored authors coming to the library to do presentations, or community members. We've had someone who comes in and arranges flowers. Forget Me Not Florist came in and did a presentation, and the Friends of the Library sponsored that. We've done programs for kids, like we did a Frozen party day from the movie Frozen, where we had games and activities for the kids, take home stuff. So they kind of sponsor a variety of things based on what's going on in the community or what kind of needs we have. So
fantastic. I'll tell you what, we're going to take another break.
Okay.
And we're going to come back and talk about how COVID has kind of changed what you've done and changes that you've got planned for the future on how you're going to address things. Okay. So we're going to come back and talk more with Tony LaFever right after this.
Clinchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at clinchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Clinchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
With power and versatility, the Kubota M7 tractor is built for hay and forage work. Up to 168 horsepower, superior loader lift capacity, easy-to-use controls, all-day comfort, and your choice of a 30x15 semi-power shift or Kubota variable transmission. The M7 tractor. Built right, built ready. Talk to your hometown Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
It's time to eat, and you don't have time to make supper. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. Everybody can get what they want, whether it's their great sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, or their awesome pizza. Just call them and they'll get it ready for you, then just drive through and pick it up. And it's time to start thinking about reserving lanes for a holiday get-together or birthday party. And don't forget their awesome pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. They open at 3 Monday through Thursday and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Be sure to put their phone number in your phone so you can call them with one touch. 375-4274.
The Friends of the Fort Recovery Public Library would like to invite the public to view the 16th Annual Fort Festival of Trees, December 7th through the 30th. Each year, businesses, organizations, and families decorate Christmas trees or wreaths to be displayed at the library. Listening to Christmas music while viewing the trees and wreaths, visitors vote for their favorite entry to see which tree will win the People's Choice Award. The entry with the most votes will win the title of People's Choice Award, and the name will be engraved on a plaque that remains at the library. This beloved family tradition is enjoyed by patrons of all ages. Following the governor's guidelines, you'll need to wear your mask and observe social distancing to keep our community safe. Stop by to see our beautiful display beginning December 7th during regular library hours.
We're back. Jack Stogler. And right now we're trying to figure out why Rocker is grumpy tonight.
He's smiling. Why are you calling him grumpy?
Not grumpy. Just taking it all in. She's doing a fantastic
job. So is it, I mean, did you not get enough sleep last night?
God's plenty.
You know what it is? It snowed.
It snowed and he don't like snow.
Well, you know, it's pretty. I don't know, Rocker, about you, but it's pretty to see if you don't have to go out in it. When you have to drive
or shovel it.
Or shovel.
That makes me a little grumpy, too.
I don't worry about the snow as much as I do the stuff underneath the snow. Oh.
You mean ice. The grass on the sidewalk?
Ice.
Oh.
So, I agree.
So, well, just cheer up. There are brighter days ahead.
And not everybody salts like I do either.
Vaccines are within weeks away. Just hang with us, Rocker. Don't bail on us now.
Well, if we get the vaccines, then he can maybe go back to his normal life of visiting at Brick Street Tavern till a little later than 10 o'clock.
I don't think he has been up at Brick Street in how long?
I just left there about an hour ago.
Oh, you did? Well, okay. Yeah,
so,
well,
so I hadn't been there in, okay. hadn't been there in an hour.
Well, thank God you had your mask on. That's the only thing I'm saying. Sure. So, okay. So we were talking about the activities at the library. Uh-huh. Okay. And COVID, like we were just talking, has changed everybody's life, you know. And I'm sure that it's changed routines up at the library.
Mm-hmm.
So why, if I go into the library today, how's it going to be different than if I would have gone there a year ago?
You know, probably just coming in to pick out books is not as dramatically altered. I will tell you that when you return a book, we are doing a set aside for 5 days. So that what that means is we're asking everything be put in the book drop, and we're putting it in totes and leaving it alone for 5 days before we check it in, which is causing some, I don't want to say stress, because you know the library is not stressful, but you know, for those of us who want to make sure that our books are on time and things are taken care of, if you can't remember, like me, did I put that book in there 5 days ago or not? You know, because we're not checking them in, they're not clearing off your account. So that's probably the biggest thing right now on a daily basis that is a little bit challenging. Because it is kind of hard to keep up with items that might be overdue. And what we're doing to compensate for that is we have the option in our computer to backdate the items. So we know, okay, they've been sitting here for 5 days. We're going to change the date that it was returned to last week, a week, to give us a little bit of extra time so that we know things are returned without accruing fines and everything. We're trying to accommodate for that. But we also want to make sure that everybody stays as healthy as possible. And right now that's the recommendation. So we're going to continue doing that.
And are those like you sent down from like the state Department of Health or whatever, as far as protocol that libraries have to follow?
Yeah, and you know what's interesting is they haven't really given libraries a specific guideline. We haven't really fit into any of the categories. Even when the shutdown occurred, we didn't really fit into a category. So we're going off the recommendations of what the State Library of Ohio is doing. And I believe that they're getting their recommendations from, they've done some Battelle studies on how long do these COVID germs last on surface materials. You know, so we're just trying to follow those recommendations just to, for the health and safety of everyone.
Okay.
So on a daily basis, if you're just coming in to check out books, you are still absolutely welcome to come in and pick out books. We are asking for mask wearing and social distancing just to help keep the community safe. And you can come in and pick out books, check them out just like you normally would. We are also offering an opportunity for you to call in or request items online, and we'll pull them for you, and we'll even check them out for you and bring them out to your car if you want. And we still do have some people that are utilizing that that service where we'll just take them out to their car for them.
And like, what did you call that? You had a name for that.
The curbside?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's kind of, they're coming out with an option that is kind of like what McDonald's does, where you can sit in your car and click on your phone on the app. The new option that's coming is called Click and Collect. Click and Collect.
Click and Collect.
Yes. That won't be coming out. It won't be rolling out till the first of the year. But it basically works the same thing as that McDonald's app, where you can pull into a parking spot, place your order, click in there, and then they'll prepare and bring it out to you.
So does the Fort Recovery Library have an app?
We do. It is not specific to the Fort Recovery Library. The library belongs to the consortium in the state of Ohio, where we can share materials and resources with many of the other libraries in the state of Ohio. I believe right now there's over 90 libraries that participate in this consortium. So through the consortium, they've developed an app for all of these libraries, and we share that, which is wonderful because we're not IT people. They've created it, they maintain it, they train us on it, and then we can use it. So within that app, it's free to library patrons. They come into the library, get a card and a PIN number, and we give them a 4-digit PIN number, and they can use that app to log in with their library card, place items on hold, request items, search for things, videos, books, music, CDs, and then they can either come into the library personally and pick those up, or we can bring them out to them. So they can place holds from that app. Another great feature of it is they can see what items they have checked out. So if anybody's families are like my kids and the kids have taken the library books all over the house or stuffed them under their pillow, I walk around the house with my phone and see what items I have checked out and gather them up. Or you can renew items through the app. So in this wonderful app resource that we have through the state, they're specifically connected to what materials we have in the Fort Recovery Library, and they can request those, or they can request materials that we can't possibly carry because of size limitations, funding limitations. They can request those from other libraries in the state.
And the name of that app is?
The app is called SEO, and it stands for Serving Every Ohioan, SEO Libraries.
Very good.
And you can find it in the Google Play Store or the App Store, Apple.
Can you send me information on that? Or if you want to come by tomorrow or the next day or sometime, we can record a promo for that.
Absolutely. But
make sure everybody gets to hear about that.
Sure.
Because that's that sounds like a really good thing. Now, for an old geezer like me that isn't technologically savvy, that might not help much, but lots and lots of people.
Yep.
I'd say most of your library patrons are just very tech savvy.
Yeah, it's absolutely a wonderful free app. It's very user friendly, and we're happy to show patrons in the library if they want to come in and bring their smartphone or device. We'll help them install it. We'll help them log in. We'll help them learn how to use it. And that's going to be really important as some of these new features are rolled out that are a response to COVID.
Yeah, and some of those are with a lot of different things. People started using technology more, and they found out that this is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting more people involved in whatever it is you're doing, and it they're going to keep these things that they were forced to do.
Yep.
Because people had to do it. Now, if they didn't have to do it, it might not ever been successful if they tried to just say, hey, we're going to do this. Well, I don't care. I'm going in.
Right.
So
does the library have its own website?
We do. We have a website that is maintained by the state, but we have personal control over what information goes onto it. It is fortrecoverylibrary.org. So if you would go to the computer, www.fortrecoverylibrary.org, it will pull up our homepage. On that is our calendar of upcoming events. This year, our upcoming events are a little limited, but we hope that very shortly after the new year, things will be increased. So it has upcoming events in a calendar. It also has four main stories on the homepage that have like pertinent information of current things that are happening or available. Right now, you'll go to it. You'll see the Fort Festival of Trees. You'll see curbside pickup. We do have story times available Tuesdays and Fridays. We have two book clubs, and we've posted the titles of the book club selections on there. We also have a link on our website to we have archives that are digitized microfilm from the library that has old journals, Fort Recovery Journal.
Those are awesome.
Yeah, and then you can do searches on that digitized website, but there's a link to it on the homepage. So you could search for, let's say, Hastings Auto Sales, and anything that would have an advertisement with those names in it or those words in it will pull up, and you can kind of sort through. So the website is a great resource as well.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
And is there a Fort Recovery Library Facebook page?
Yep.
You guys have everything.
We are like on top
of
it.
You're on it.
Yeah. Yeah. It is the Fort Recovery Public Library, and it's on Facebook. And again, we do postings for upcoming events on there, things that are happening, I try to give tips occasionally on some of the features that we have available, the services through the library. And then we also have Messenger that you can do through Facebook. So if, you know, you're sitting at home and you want to send a message, but it doesn't have to be responded to immediately, that's a great way to get in touch with us as well.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it has been a while since I've been up to the library.
That's okay. You're always welcome to come back.
You know,
and by the way, you have $35 in fines that you need to pay.
It wouldn't surprise me. But so, you know, what's the main general activity? Is it still about the getting the books? You know, there was a spell there where, like, people went up there to get cheap kids movies to use for the weekends.
Right.
You know, what's it about now?
You know, I think the definition of a library has changed, especially in the last 10 to 15 years. Obviously, one of our main things is still to get library materials into the hands of patrons, whether that be books, whether it be audiobooks, books on CD, DVDs. We do still have a collection, although the popularity of that is decreasing with streaming services. Resources like yearbooks or atlases, that kind of stuff. We still do a lot of that, obviously. That's probably the primary reason people come in. But it's more community-oriented, I think. And again, I have only been there for 8 years. But the services that we are able to offer now, like pre-COVID, we had a group of people that would come in and play cards once a week. We were a meal site for the Mercer County Council on Aging twice a month for seniors to come in and get a meal for $3. We do story time. We have public computers and we'll help people register for an Ohio Golden Buckeye card or voter registration, tax forms, book clubs. So there's a lot of services. Another service that we've added within the last probably 2 years is mobile hotspots, which is not something that I think people necessarily immediately think of when you go to the library. But we have these great resources, these mobile hotspots that you can take on vacation with you. And they're two-week loan periods, and they connect up to 10 devices at no charge to the patron. There is absolutely no cost to come up and check these devices out. So, you know, you're driving in the car for a seven-hour road trip, and you want internet connection for either GPS or to keep the kids entertained, or you're going to be at a location that doesn't have guest Wi-Fi, but you'd like to be able to have access without using all your data, you can borrow these mobile hotspots. We have 10 of those that circulate.
Has that been pretty popular?
Absolutely. We started out with 5 and increased to 10.
I was thinking that maybe not enough people. I remember when that came out and I did a promo for that, but
they're a very popular service, especially vacation times. Yep. When the schools were shut down, we did have some families that took advantage of those for internet use so that the kids could get schoolwork done.
Yeah.
So
and I really think that as you promote it as such, I think being a community service organization for those types of things, you know, when you think about a place for the senior citizens to get their lunches or that type of thing, what a perfect place for it, you know. And
and then play cards right after that.
It's the public's library. You know, we're stewards of the tax dollars, and we try to use those wisely and make services available to the public. That's the goal. I think that's what it should be. So we love what we do. We love having patrons, and we're super glad we're open for people to come in and use that. Another service that we have is a patron a couple years ago mentioned you know, you should do a puzzle exchange. And I don't think we promote that enough. We probably have 30 puzzles at the library sitting on shelves that you can come up and grab. You can bring one that you no longer use and leave it there for somebody else. You know, jigsaw puzzles, 300, 500, 750, 1,000 piece puzzles.
You know, it's so funny. When my father-in-law passed away, we had a refrigerator box full of puzzles.
Oh my.
That we didn't know what to do with.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And they ended up going to a library, I think in Troy.
Yeah.
I think that had that type of thing because we didn't know that was available here.
Yeah.
You know, that type of thing.
And those are things that we probably need to do a better job of promoting as well.
Yeah.
But we just, we try to accommodate the community in what the needs are. And
well,
we
there's so
sure.
many niche little things like that mm-hmm. that to it'd probably be a list of 50
yeah.
of things that are just neat little things like that that you just that, like you say, I forgot about the Wi-Fi loan thing and then the puzzles, didn't know about that. And then, you know, a lot of people think, well, maybe they have this, maybe they don't. So they just go buy something, but
yep. It's just a great resource, you know. And like I said, it's a community library. It belongs to the public. So, yep.
So well, so and I tell you what, I think it truly kind of like so many things in Fort Recovery. You know, you take an organization or a store or whatever it is, and they turn into what the community needs to a certain extent, mm-hmm. you know, and that's how it becomes as successful as it is. And we are blessed to have not just the, you know, brick and mortar of the library, but the staff to run it, the people that are willing to put the time in from a Friends of the Art, I mean, from a, you know, Friends of the Library,
mm-hmm.
You know, so it's just fantastic. So we're going to come back and we're going to talk to Rocker about his top 10 list of books that he's read. And we're going to get Tony's favorite books that she's read.
Ooh, okay.
And we're going to talk about some literary classics here.
Oh, Lord.
Right after this.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel at Fort Recovery Insurance. Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4848.
Wayne Street Market has some great deals to help you save money now through December 3rd. In their meat department, T-bone steaks are just $5.99 a pound. Ribeyes are only $6.99 a pound. Boneless, skinless chicken breast is $2.99 a pound. And 80% lean ground chuck is also $2.99 a pound, loose or patties. And they have 50-pound bags of potatoes for $18.99. And while you're there, be sure to pick up one of their famous cheese balls. And their party trays are always a big hit. Meat and cheese, fruit, vegetables, cookies and candy, sandwiches and more. Just be sure to order at least 48 hours ahead of time. Shop local and save money at Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more. Here are the sports broadcasts coming up this week on Fort Recovery Radio.
Tomorrow, the Lady Indians look to stay undefeated in the MAC as they travel to New Bremen. We'll simulcast WPGW's broadcast of that game. On Friday, the boys will travel to Indiana to play the Monroe Central Golden Bears, and that game will now be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. On Saturday, our Lady Indians will host Jay County, and will simulcast WPGW's broadcast of that game, and it will be Senior Day for the Lady Indians. Three big games this week. Be sure to tune in and catch all the action live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indian.
Breaker.
We're back. Yes, Insight.
You are.
I dozed off for a second, Neil.
That's all right.
It's all right. It's age. I hate these mid-show naps that I take once in a while, Rocker.
A little bit of narcolepsy there, Jack.
Yeah, just a little bit. So, we're back talking to Tony and Rocker, and we're going to talk about our favorite books that we've read. And Rocker's top 10 list are the top 10 books that you read.
Over the last few years.
Over the last few years, as in 30?
Well, he's his top for his lifetime, Jack.
Yeah.
If it's his top, it's for his whole lifetime.
So, just to build this up a bit, I'm going to ask Tony first.
Okay.
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 Ooh, no pressure here.
No pressure. What do you like to read?
You know, it makes my husband laugh, but I like to read fiction books, fiction novels. He's more of a nonfiction, business, self-help, fact kind of person. I like fiction, and I have a favorite author. I have several, but Francine Rivers would probably be one of my favorite authors, and she writes more inspirational Christian fiction. I also really like David Baldacci.
Yeah,
I really like his books, and I've read almost everything. Like, I'm waiting right now on the new Amos Decker novel, and it's probably in the library, but it's checked out quite frequently. But I really enjoy reading. My reading time has been cut back a lot with four kids being involved in a lot of activities. But
yes,
yeah.
So David Baldacci, now, you know, I mean, he can get pretty gory and graphic.
Yeah. But so. He's got a lot of these like military suspense thriller series, and he develops his character so well.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a really great storyteller. So I enjoy those.
You ever get into James Patterson?
I have not read a single James Patterson book. No? Isn't that awful?
Yeah.
I he's a very popular author. He cranks out about
it's
a dozen books a year.
He has got to have like a room full of people that just kind of take these concepts and just...
I think he's got outlines and they just kind of fill them in. But he cranks out quite a few books.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
And now, for Rocker's top 10 list of the books that he's read.
Now, mind you, I'm not sure if my mic's on.
It's on.
Yes, it's on.
Okay, good. Some of these are, for, laughs. Some of these are for actual books.
Yep, your favorites.
Number 10, Have a Nice Day by Mick Foley.
Have a Nice Day. By who?
Mick Foley, the wrestler.
Oh, okay.
Talks about his days back in the early 80s.
Back in the
back in the,
F. Yep.
Wrestling?
So did you actually read that?
Yes, I did.
Yep.
Actually, pretty good.
Yep.
If you're not a wrestling fan, then it's probably what you know. Number 9 is probably going to surprise you a little bit. But it's a classic. Green Eggs and Ham.
I love that book.
That's a great book. Dr. Seuss is one of my favorites. There's a time when I could recite The Cat in the Hat.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I didn't care for that one as much.
What? The sun did not shine. It was too wet to play. So we sat in the house all that cold, cold, wet day. I sat there with Sally. We sat there, we two. And I said, I wish we had something to do. Too wet to go out and too cold to play ball. So we sat in the house and did nothing
at all.
Wow, that is so impressive.
So all we could do is just sit, 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 sit. And we did not like it, not one little bit.
All right, Rocker.
Somewhere Bill just took another drink of whiskey.
So did, when you were a kid, did you have Dr. Seuss books?
I don't remember having a Dr. Seuss book.
We didn't. No. I'd never even heard of Dr. Seuss till I was 20.
Yeah.
You know, I think he's one of those authors that you either really like or you really don't.
Yeah.
Because there are so many nonsense words in some of those books that some people just can't handle that. I would have liked that. Yeah, well, it's kind of a mixed perspective on some of those. But
you know, and his stories have a message.
Very positive ones.
Yeah, you know, like the whole Horton Hears a Who type thing.
And the Lorax making your world a better place. And sorry, Rocker, we kind of got off track there.
Even the Grinch.
The Grinch has a great message.
What a great story.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Sorry, Rocker.
I'm going to catch a little hell on this next one.
Okay, good.
Good. Those are the kind I like.
Considering what county I'm in.
Uh-oh.
Greetings from my father by Barack Obama. But you got him. He was a great storyteller. You just gotta sidewalk the politics part of it.
The best way to listen to him is on double speed. He talks just
a little too slow. Well.
And yo, he does yo all the time, like you know. And he drops the last syllable of his word. So every time he talks, he tails off, and it just drives me crazy. Sorry. No, but I'm sure that won't happen in a book unless it's an audio book that he's reading.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Get used to that for another 4 years.
Well, that's just Biden. He might have Obama doing his speeches.
Number 7, Poker, The Real Deal by Phil Gordon. It's a, you know, that's kind good. Of a
how-to. I actually know who that is.
Really?
I do. So, the championship of poker. Yeah. Yep, I've actually seen him.
Very good.
He annoys the heck out of me, but.
See how impressive that is?
That is good.
Oh, here's where things go off the rails.
Is this something about Bill?
No.
Oh.
How Am I Still Alive by Keith Richards.
Is that a real book?
No, that's not.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I was pretty sure it wasn't, but you just don't know. So I can't run up to the library and get that one?
Nope. Not available.
Robert Kennedy, His Life by Evan Thomas.
You know, I remember as a kid. Never mind. That was a John F. Kennedy book.
Yeah, whatever.
PT 109, I think, was the name of it.
Yeah, that's JFK.
Yeah. Sorry.
Right, family, wrong, you know, brother.
Shut up and go ahead.
They all end the same way, though. A little bloody.
Oh, wow.
Okay, what's next?
Number four, Ears Are Tasty by Mike Tyson.
He just had a fight recently.
Yeah, did he win?
It was a tie.
I think
it was a draw. It was a draw.
Oh, jeez.
But
how many rounds was that?
There was no rounds. It was a time fight.
Yeah.
Are you impressed that I knew that Mike Tyson recently fought Tyson?
See, you in the poker,
yeah.
Little things you did not know.
Hey. She stays up on things because she works at the library and she reads all day.
That would be
awesome. Are you ready for the next three?
Yep. I think we are.
Ronald Reagan by Douglas Brinkley.
Mm. So were you impressed with it?
I'll tell you what. By 81, when you start reading through the book, by 81 you can start telling the signs of the dementia.
Yep.
Because the... Basically, the book is his daily schedule from year to year to year. And basically, I mean, outside of the different, you know, country leaders, pretty much the schedule is the same. Now, then, you know, but if you're not in the politics, it's kind of a dull book.
Yeah. So, How long before he was out of office was he showing signs?
Before? I said 81.
So he was not office yet. So he was showing signs.
It was starting before, right as he got in. Now, after, I don't know, they kind of kept it pretty well, somewhat under wraps. Well, and you got to remember, during the Iran-Contra, deal, and, he conveniently memory lapse.
Oh. So you're saying that he basically served his entire presidency under...
A little bit of,
So we have hope for Joe Biden.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah. He gets all kinds of times when he's talking on go. What were we talking about?
Yeah.
But two. That's okay if he has good advisors and somebody can, it's okay.
Number two. Her Majesty's Secret Service by Ian Fleming.
Of James Bond.
That was good.
That's a good one every once in a while.
Yeah.
So most of the time while you're reading that, you're just running the movie through your head.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yep. Now, does the movie kind of, is it exactly the book, sort of like the book?
It takes longer to read the book than it does to watch the movie.
Yep.
Because, the movie is 2.5 hours. But we got Kelly Zavalis out of it,
Yeah, that's good.
You ready for number one?
Yes.
I don't know if we are. Is this a real book?
No.
Oh, good.
The Glove Didn't Fit by O.J. Simpson.
Oh, boy.
You had to do it, didn't you?
I thought I'd liven the place up a little bit.
You did. You know what, Rocker? You did very well, buddy.
I mean, you think about it, if anybody could have wrote a book about that kind of situation, it could have been him.
Yeah.
Yep.
Although it'd be a little hard with the gloves on, yes.
And he tried to make a buck at it, too.
Yeah. And didn't he have like a special called If I Did It?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There might have been a book, I think.
Well, yeah. I think it was a book and, yeah. And somebody made a movie out of it, of course.
Not sure. So they could make some money. That was a good move for him.
Yeah.
Then he got put in jail anyways.
Yeah, but that was for stealing his own stuff back.
Which still didn't make any sense.
Yeah. Here is my rant that I'll ask both of you.
Okay.
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 Okay. Give me something, okay, that most people don't like that you like. Give me, like there's something that most people complain about it, but... Mm-hmm.
Hawaiian shirts.
I like Hawaiian.
I don't know anybody who wears Hawaiian
I never see
shirts.
You wear one. Never see you wear one.
Well,
I forgot. Marcia doesn't like them.
Marcia doesn't like shirts.
Okay, so...
Doesn't matter what you like.
So if you're asking my children, I will randomly break out into song all the time at our house. I have a song for about everything. And it drives them nuts because they'll make some random comment and I'll look at them and say, I have a song for that. And they just go nuts. And it's like so fun for me because I think as a parent, it's my job
to just
mess my kids up, right? Yes. Like their therapy has to be... Like, real. Yeah. So they're going to be singing in their sleep.
They'll be okay.
I hope so. That's good. Yeah, is that kind of what you were looking for?
Yeah.
I sing a lot at my house. It drives them crazy.
And you know what? Or the kids say one phrase and you can...
Yeah, I can finish.
You've got a song for it.
Yep.
Yes.
It's fun.
Rocker?
Sadly, I really don't have one.
Oh, rock.
But the only thing I could think of is, it's more of a pet peeve for me. It's when people, they turn on their turning signals, and I'm thinking they're going to actually turn, so I hold back, and yet they go straight.
Yeah, that's when you're trying to cross the street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm worried that they're going to actually, wail into me, and they just go straight ahead. If you're not going to don't turn it on.
Yeah. Well, I'm the opposite. It's people that are turning that don't turn their turn signals on. makes me very angry. When I win the lottery, I'm going to drive around with a mechanic in my car, and I'm going to pull these people over, and he's going to change their turn signals while they sit there and wait. So, oh, apparently your turn signals aren't working. Let me fix that for you.
hey, Bob.
Yeah.
Come in here.
What if he's on the phone?
No. He isn't on the phone.
He was a minute ago.
Oh, he was?
Yes.
When you're off the phone, come on in. So... here's mine, and I have two of them.
Might have been talking to Harold. Okay. Sorry.
Okay.
Barry Manilow songs.
Oh, God. That you love?
He loves every one of them.
Yeah. Everybody else hates Barry Manilow.
I don't hate him.
I love
Barry. We don't hate him. We just don't love him.
Okay. Smith loves him. Love him. And Hallmark Christmas movies.
I love
everybody
Hallmark
else
movies.
Hates them.
You love them.
I'm on my, like, ninth straight night of watching a Hallmark movie every night.
They start and end the same way.
Huh?
Different people.
Yeah.
There isn't an ugly person in them.
What?
Ugly? There isn't an ugly person in a Hallmark movie. I want a big fat dude in there.
I'm looking for a fat old bald guy in one.
Yeah, you don't see a fat guy, you don't see a big heavy old...
Okay, on the flip side, give me something that everybody else loves that you don't like.
Me, I'll go first.
Okay.
Michael Jackson. Eagles. Bob Seger.
You talking about music or just
things? Things. Anything.
Yeah.
That everybody else likes. Those are things.
My favorites.
Everybody else likes them? Hate them.
Something that everyone else likes
and you don't like.
I don't know. I think I'm too nice to say anything I don't like on the radio.
I hate anything Star Trek.
No Star Trek for you?
Yeah.
Drives me crazy.
Not much one anymore.
You know,
I don't know the difference between Star Trek and Star Wars, so I watched
Harry Potter.
I think it was Star Trek back in the old days, but I don't remember which one it was.
Harry Potter.
To me, they're the same.
I'm not a big football fan.
We still need to take another break and come back and talk to her about finishing up, but let's go ahead and do what we're doing here, but remember we need to take another finish her up.
Mine is Pete Rose.
Pete Rose?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't like Pete Rose?
No. Nope.
Communist?
You.
Rocker. I don't really like Rocker.
Yeah, well, neither does anybody else.
Nobody likes Rocker.
They're just nice to him.
So I'll tell you what. I guess we have to take one more break. I'm going to come back, wrap things up with Tony.
We didn't get Harold's. What is he?
Oh, he said it.
Harry
Potter.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I missed
Harry
that.
Potter.
Yep.
So we'll be back right after this.
And we'll find out. We'll wrap up with
Tony.
With Tony.
Forrest Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Forrest, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Forrest Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Forrest Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials for only $5.25. Starting at 11 Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Tenderloin Basket on Thursdays, and on Friday you can choose from our Soup and Salad Bar or our famous half-pound hand-patty cheeseburger basket. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including a New York strip steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented by our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Wabash Super Raffle will occur August 27th and 28th, 2021 in Fort Recovery and will feature 211 prizes valued at $650,000. Purchase your raffle tickets for $100 each on our website, wowraffle.com, or at these businesses in Fort Recovery, Ten Snips, Wangler Ace Hardware, Wayne Oil, Riverside Firearms, and Hastings Auto Sales. In St. Joe, Wendell's Barbecue. In Coldwater, Buckeye Clipper and Raffles Engine Service. In Fort Laramie, Geyer's Chrysler Dodge and Jeep and the 5th Clipper. In Versailles, Main Street Barber. In St. Henry, Barbershop on Main. In Salina, Kill RV. In North Star, Davis Camper Sales. In St. Mary's, Bud's Chevy and Kearns Ford. In Portland, Indiana, AMX Motorsports. And in Union City, Indiana, Carts and Parts. Don't miss out on the opportunity to win some awesome prizes at the 2021 Win on the Wabash. Get your tickets now.
Four seconds, Rocker.
We're on.
Oh, we're on. Oh, God. We're back. Tony, do they still use a Dewey Decimal System up at the library?
We do.
Yeah?
Yeah. Our nonfiction's all organized by the Dewey Decimal System upstairs. You know, some libraries have gone away from that, and they've done more like maybe by reading level, by other, I don't even know what all they would use. But yeah, we still do the Dewey Decimal System at our library.
Are you surprised I still knew what the Dewey Decimal System was, Rocker?
I think you only know the name. I don't think you know what it is.
Well, I knew the name.
Yes.
That's impressive.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
That's what I was looking
it's
for.
It's impressive. I'm impressed.
Tony, I'll tell you what. Before we get off here, I was wanting to give you one more chance to kind of touch on some things that you've got coming up tied to the COVID stuff. Sorry, if you wanted to touch on that.
Yeah, there's a couple of things that are coming soon to a lot of the libraries, but we're going to roll out in conjunction with the State Library of Ohio as a response to COVID. Obviously, so many of the things are gearing toward contactless, you know, where they don't want to have many people handling all of the items. So one of the things that they are currently working on rolling out here shortly after we get some training, it may be a month to 6 weeks before we get it, but is a self-service checkout through the app that we discussed earlier, that SEO Libraries app that you can get through the Google Play Store or the App Store for Apple. There will be an option coming where it's self-checkout. And what that means is when you're in the vicinity, you have to be in the library. You have to have location services enabled, but you can pull a book off the shelf. You can go to that checkout and you'll be logged in with your library card number and PIN number already. And then you'll take that self-checkout icon, click on that, and then your camera will open up. So you'll actually scan the item ID that is labeled Fort Recovery Library ID on the back of the book, and scan that, and it will automatically check that item out to you. Like I said, you have to be in the library to use that feature, but that will be something that is rolling out here in the next month, maybe 6 weeks, and we are going to be utilizing that and seeing how that works. But that you could pick up 5 books off the shelf, you scan them, and then you leave the library once they're checked out with those materials. We'll see how that works. And then the other thing that is coming is we talked a little bit about it before, is the click and collect, where you can, through the app, place requests on items. You can tell us, hey, I'm coming in 45 minutes, I'm coming in 10 minutes, I'm on my way, I'm here. And we have an interface that will allow us to see what items you requested. We'll pull those. We'll see where you are. And it does not record any of that information. So we're not able to see, like, I'm at the corner of Butler and Wayne Streets right now. You know, we can't see that. We can just see that you're going to be there in 5 minutes. Then you click on the button that says I'm here. We gather your materials and we walk them out to you in your car. We can put them in your trunk without ever having contact with you. We can hand them to you. You know, you won't have to come into the library. And so that will be coming after the new year. But that's a new feature that is being rolled out and in response to COVID. And it's amazing how quickly these apps are being put together. The services that are becoming available as a result. Another thing that we have is user registration that is available online by going to our website, www.fortrecoverylibrary.org. And at the top of the screen, you'll see an option that says catalog. And if you click on that button that says catalog, the top left corner will give you a user registration box. And you can do one of two things. One, you can do a temporary card, which assigns a card number to you, puts your information in the system, and then you can personally come into the library and we will assign a permanent card to you, and you will walk out with that physical card, which you can get digital materials. We didn't really talk about those, but ebooks, digital audiobooks. You can check out physical materials at the library with that. And you can do that self-checkout with that. You can do the click and collect. The other option is a digital library card that you can register for, where you'll be assigned a number, but you can use the library's resources through the Ohio Digital Library. And we would be happy to show you how to do that by coming into the library. But that digital library card would give you access to ebooks, digital books that you can read on your phone, your tablet, anything like that, audiobooks as well. And you would never have to come into the library to get those materials. They're all electronic materials. So the user registration feature is wonderful. You can go ahead and register for a card. It makes things a lot more accurate when we're registering you for a card, because you're inputting your name, address, birth date information, contact information, and then it's just quick and easy. You come in the library, we assign the permanent card, and you're free to go on your way.
Fantastic. So
now I have something that that you said that is my favorite thing in the library, which I haven't used, is going into the computer part and finding the old Fort Recovery journals.
Yep.
Those are unbelievably awesome. You know, a lot of you guys were not born when that was a big thing. The fire was in 1973, I think, January, maybe February, and they never did a journal newspaper after that. Before that, it was one of the greatest newspapers in the history of mankind.
Yeah, and I think the important thing to say is that we don't have actually every issue that was released, but the ones that we had, the Friends of the Library donated money to digitize those, which means that now they're accessible on the internet from home. You don't have to be in the library.
Yep.
You can access that and search for particular options or subjects or topics.
And one of the neatest things about the Fort Recovery Journal, the obituaries were on the front page.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was important.
Well, it was the Fort Recovery Journal, the Mercer County Chronicle, a few issues in there.
Yeah.
So there's like six different journals that are listed that what we had in our microfilm, and now instead of coming use the outdated microfilm machine, you can access them online.
Yeah.
You can print them off. You can do a Google search, if you will, and find specific names or topics.
Yeah.
It's really a great feature.
Yeah, so if you wanted to find out about something that, say, some Zeringer person did. Mm-hmm. You just type in their name, and everything that...
All the hits come up.
Everything will come up about probably the Zeringer grocery store. Every ad will come up.
Yep.
Plus anything else.
I just want to say, I've gone over quite a bit of information here in this hour, and I really appreciate you having me here on the radio tonight. We are more than happy to train, to go over any of these things, to show you how they work. Anyone can come into the library. We will sit down with you and take some time to show you these features, help you troubleshoot, and just make sure that you are able to access all of the services and features that the library can offer. So please don't hesitate to come in.
And tell you what, I did want to touch on the Festival of Trees.
Yep.
Begins next Monday.
Next Monday, December 7th.
So you make sure that you... bring the family up, walk through there. There's still time to get a tree decorated and up there.
Yep, and the number at the library, we're closed tomorrow, but we're open. You can leave a message. We do have an answering machine, and we're open Friday and Saturday. The phone number for the library, when you want to register your tree,
very good.
is 419-375-2869. Please give us a call. Put your tree or wreath in. We would love to have more to add to our display.
Fantastic. Tony, it is always fun. I love chatting with you, Rocker. You were awesome as usual.
I love your book choices, Rocker.
Yeah.
Yep. And stay tuned for Bubba and Fee and Sports Talk at 8:16. It's incredible, isn't it?
8:13. Look at the clock, Jack.
Well, yeah, but I'm figuring there'll be three.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
3 minutes worth of commercials. Yes. So
I'm sorry. Yep. Sorry I snapped at you.
That's all right. So for thank Jack, you very much. Tony, Rocker, Insight, we're off. Tony, you were awesome.
Thank you.
We'll see you next week.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show was being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank you.